As it is now 8:03, I'd like to call to order today's meeting of the Milford School District, Milford School Board. Today is Tuesday, December 8th, and as I said, it's now 8:03. The Delaware Governor John Carney issued a proclamation on March 13th of 2020 and subsequent proclamations addressing school boards, authorizing public bodies governed by Delaware Chapter 10001 to meet electronically due to public health threats caused by COVID-19. And that is why we are meeting virtually today. Superintendent Kevin Dickerson, can you please give us a roll call?
Yes, Mr. Baxter Lopez.
Here.
Mr. Thompson.
Here.
Mr. Vesmar. Mrs. Renata Wiley.
Here.
Mrs. Jean Wiley.
Here.
Mr. Miller.
Here. So it's perfect timing. Chris was able to join us. I see that there are some visitors on the screen. Is Sarah able to speak?
Yes, good morning. Our visitors include Edna Rust, Jason Peel, Josh Griffin, Sarah Croce, Scott Whaley.
Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to
stands under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Before we move to public comment, Kevin, are there any changes to the agenda today?
No.
Fantastic. Sarah, is there any public comment?
Not that I see, sir.
First item of business is the Jewel Class Action Suit.
As Mr. Baxter Lopez had said before, and Mr. Miller, you've received some things also from the SBA, and we have as a district as well. So they're seeking, and at this point in time, whether we would join other districts statewide in this class action lawsuit. The attorney has reviewed it. At this point in time, he believes the document is okay to sign if we wish to join. And basically what it would do is cover any expenses we've had as far as to help offset, some of the issues maybe Jewel has, caused, especially, obviously in terms of students. So one thing, we've utilized some other health and safety funds to be able to help us in areas with this. We haven't used any local funds for this at this point in time, but if we ever had to, it would cover us for those expenses that would be incurred. Mr. Baxter Lopez, I know you talked about it there with the DSVA kind of legislative group. Do you want to speak on this, please?
Great. 1 second. Let me pull up the document that I had. So essentially everything you just said, it's a lawsuit, it's a multi-coalition lawsuit with multiple school boards, just addressing the Jewel pandemic in which many of our students are being affected. And sorry, still trying to look up the document. Okay. So as many of you know, Juul is one of the leading manufacturers of e-cigarettes, and like traditional cigarettes, they deliver nicotine to a lot of its users. And a lot of those users are young teens who are mostly affected by this. The market for e-cigarettes has grown over the years a lot to the point where, these students are taking them to schools and different types of it's like different USBs coming to schools. And so some of the health effects of the e-cigarettes have been documented, such as the cases of lung cancer among young students in all 49 states except for Alaska. So the lawsuit basically claims that Juul has marketed its nicotine delivery products in a manner that is designated to attract minors. the marketing misrepresents or omits that Juul products are more potent and addictive than cigarettes, and that Juul products are defective and unreasonably dangerous due to their attractiveness to minors, and that, you know, Juul promotes nicotine addiction. So, you know, the complaint just goes on with a variety of marketing initiatives that are aimed at young children. The, you know, school boards are usually often the ones who have to incur the cost of such, damages from our students using the nicotine. And a recent study revealed that about 37% of our high school seniors reported vaping in 2018 nationwide, which was a 28% increase from 2017. And according to that same study, roughly about 2.1 million million middle school and high school students reported using e-cigarettes in 2017. So in 2018, that was a jump to 3.6 million. So it's a lawsuit, and from my understanding, there is no incurred cost at the school board level, except for, I believe, a contingent fee. And that was, you know, given in the agreement that we were given yesterday by the district. So I think that's about it on my end for what this lawsuit is.
Hey, I'm sorry. As I understand it, so the only negative or downside to this class action suit would prevent us from suing individually. And I don't think we have had any intention of doing that anyway. As I read it, I didn't see that there was any negative or downside to participating. It seemed like a smart thing to do and to be proactive towards our students when it comes to the Juul and the e-cigarettes. So I know I have that in the office to sign. It's an action item today. Unless we have further discussion on it, we just need to, as a district, we need to participate on it.
And Mr. Miller, Mr. Bassar Lopez, my understanding is DSPA is also recommending that we do participate with other districts across the state. And that's my understanding as well. Is that your understanding? I see you.
Correct. Okay. I believe from our last legislative committee, there was a handful of boards who have already voted to be on the lawsuit. And so he was just waiting for a couple, including us, to either approve or not sign on this.
Thank you.
Do we have vape detection devices within the schools?
I'll let Dr. Peel say something here on this. So we've actually gone down this road last year with some purchases. Dr. Peel, do you want to update, please?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Had gone down the road, yes, to purchase those with some grant money that we had, and never got to the point where they were, I don't believe, in working when students were in school after the March when we came into remote. So the plan is to have those throughout the middle school and high school.
So if we were to participate in this class action lawsuit, funds were recouped, I guess, could they be used to maintain that system, or is that grant continuous? Because I know that the vape detectors are also, they're like fire alarms, except for the fact that they have like a subscription and almost like an alert system set up.
Yeah, my understanding would be we could maintain and also augment, you know, increase the number, and could use this in the same way.
Thank you.
And that was also a grant, Dr. Peel, correct, through our wellness center in Bay Health, correct?
Correct. That was similar legislation. I think that came from, I want to say it was a more like opioid use settlement from the state.
All right, unless there's additional questions or comments, I am seeking a motion for the for Milford School District to join the Juul class action lawsuit.
So moved from Chris Thompson.
Have a motion from Chris Thompson and a second from Renata Wiley?
That's correct. Thank you.
Are there any questions on that motion? Hearing none, I need a roll call, please.
Mr. Balcer Lopez?
Aye.
Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Mrs. Renata Wiley?
Aye.
Mrs. Jean Wiley?
Aye.
Mr. Miller?
Aye. The motion passes. At this time, seeking a motion to move into exec discussion of personal.
I'll make the motion to move to executive session, Chris Thompson.
Got a motion by Chris Thompson. I'm seeking a second.
I'll second it, Renata Wiley.
Second by Mrs. Renata Wiley. Hearing none, I need a roll call, please.
Mr. Balcer Lopez?
Aye.
Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Mrs. Renata Wiley?
Aye.
Mrs. Jean Wiley?
Aye.
Mr. Miller?
Aye. The motion passed. The open session is now closed and we will be to executive session. We have been in executive session. I am looking in a motion to come back to open session.
I'm sorry. Chris, did you already want to go ahead and do it?
It's fine. I'll second if you want to go, or I'll make the motion if you don't.
Okay. You go ahead and make the motion.
Renata Wiley and a second by Mr. Chris Thompson. Are there any questions on that obscure motion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Balcer Lopez?
Aye.
Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Mrs. Renata Wiley?
Aye.
Mrs. Jean Wiley? Mr. Miller?
Aye. Please let the record show that Mrs. Jean Wiley is lost in technical difficulties. Thank you to 2020. Our last item on the agenda is our personnel report by Dr. Jason Peel.
I move to approve the personnel report as presented in executive session.
Thank you. So we have a move to approve the personnel report as presented in executive session. Seeking a second.
I will second. Renata Wiley.
Second by Mrs. Renata Wiley. Are there any questions to that motion? Hearing none, I need a roll call, please.
Mr. Balcer Lopez?
Aye.
Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Mrs. Renata Wiley?
Aye.
Mrs. Jean Wiley? Mr. Miller?
Aye. The motion passes. We're at the end of our meeting. I need a motion to adjourn, please.
I move to adjourn.
I have a motion by Mr. Ronnie Balthazar Lopez. In a second.
I'll second Chris Thompson.
Second by Mr. Chris Thompson. Any questions on that motion? Final roll call, please.
Mr. Balcer Lopez?
Aye.
Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Mrs. Renata Wiley?
Aye.
Mrs. Jean Wiley? Mr. Miller?
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you, everybody, for taking time out of your schedule.
Thank you, everybody.